Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Wings on the board. Nick Cronwall is first of the postseason. So he got that goal, which is always nice to get him on the board there first. And Jonas Gustafsson, the monster, is replacing Jimmy Howard tonight in the twine and has already got 5 saves. I don't know if that was a save in that last one or not, or if that puck just kind of screamed past him and the net because it looked like it was on target and then it missed its target, its intended target. But I love Rob. He says, the Wings are taking the action to him. I mean, that was high evaluation from a man who used to have New York Islander season ticket. You just shake your head. You've heard it too much, man. 1-0 Wings. We got about 4 minutes or so left in the first period in game number 4 at Joe Louis. Tigers are done with their work today. This afternoon, they beat the White Sox 7-4, split the 4-game series. Max Scherzer, 10 Ks in 6 innings, got the win. Joe Nathan, his 4th save. Rajay Davis with 3 hits and a 2nd home run. Miguel Cabrera, 2 hits and 3 ribbies. He's got 13 now to tie Ian Kinsler for the team lead. 15 total strikeouts by Tiger pitching today in the game. So they're 11-8, start an 8-game road trip at Minnesota tomorrow. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, round 1, game 3. Third quarter now in Atlanta. The Hawks still lead the Pacers 45-40. It's been about a 3 to 5 point lead the entire night. Game is underway at Memphis against Oklahoma City. And the Grizzlies lead the Thunder 16-11. See how much Tayshaun plays tonight. 4 minutes in game 1, 14 minutes in game 2. See what he does in game 3 tonight. Clippers and Warriors at 10:30. Other cup playoffs, round 1, game 4. Avs and the Wild at 9:30. The Avs up 2-1. Sharks and Kings at 10:30. San Jose up 3-0 can wrap it up tonight at Staples. Other baseball, American League. Indians this afternoon beat Kansas City 5-1. Indians get all 5 of their runs in the 5th on 5 hits. Twins beat the Rays 9-7 to go to 11-10 as the Tigers come to town. Jays now lead the Orioles 3-2 in the 5th. Yankees up 7-0 over the Red Sox in the 3rd. Mark Teixeira hits his first homer of the season. About time for him after all the injuries he's had. A's over the Astros in the first 2-1. Josh Donaldson, his 5th homer. National League, Reds beat the Pirates on a Ryan Ludwig 2-run double in the 6th. That's all they need, a 2-1 final. Mets beat the Cardinals 4-1. Daisuke Matsuzaka, his first Major League save. Arizona beat the Cubs at Wrigley 5-2. Padres Nationals still tied at 1 in the 6th. Phillies Dodgers coming up in about an hour and a half. PGA Tour Zurich Classic at TPC Louisiana round 1. Ben Martin with a sizzling 10-under par 62. Has a 2-shot lead on Andrew Svoboda. There are 2 at minus 7. And give it up to David Duval and Mount Pleasant's Doug LaBelle. Both shoot 4-under par 68s. So both are actually significant in this tournament. Second round is tomorrow, and that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Here we are at 8:39. And boom, 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 boom. I'm trying to think. I know what it is, of course, but it's escaped my memory. It's Law and Order. Just the regular Law and Order, not SVU or SUV or Law and Order New York, Law and Order Chicago, Law and Order Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay, the daughter of who, guys? Who's she the daughter of? The legendary actress, Jane Mansfield.
That's right.
You know, she was in the car that killed her mother. Is that amazing? She survived that crash. Now, she was a very young child, but she was actually with her mom, the great Jane Mansfield, who died in an auto crash, married to Mickey Hargitay. And Mariska, she was just in Detroit. And in fact, she was on Channel 4. Did you notice? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I actually did.
She's doing something. I forget what the cause is, but she was in Detroit. Very big cause for her, and I think she was on with Carmen on Channel 4 just recently. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. We were talking about Jim Leland, actually. There's going to be a day for him on May 10th. When the Tigers are back in town, they get back on Cinco de Mayo on May 5th after this road trip, 10 days, 8 games. And then they're going to trot Leland out there. And Rob thinks it's kind of payback for the guilt that they feel about
Tiger guilt. That's what I'm going to call it.
So maybe he'll get some Tiger gelt for his tiger guilt.
Is that gefilte fish?
Something like that. It sounds good, Mark.
I told you before, and people don't believe me, and I know Jim Leland can tell me till he's blue in the face, right?
No, Rob, I walked away, bro. Rob, I walked away.
When I went to spring training, go back. Just Google a story. It made national news because of Jim Leland. And my question was, do you want to go out like Tony La Russa? If you win this year, right, the Tigers were expected. I'm talking about last year, right?
Win the World Series.
Would you retire like Tony and get out the game or whatever? No. Win, lose, or draw, I'm coming back. I feel great. There's no reason for me to retire. He went on and on and on. It wasn't like, oh, well, I'll just wait until we get there. No. He said, win, lose, or draw, I'm coming back. I feel great. I love what I'm doing. Thank God I'm healthy. And then all of a sudden he's talking about where his team is in first place. They win another division. And, yeah, there's nothing left in the tank. Ben, I told Dave at a coffee
shop.
That was the key phrase.
Nothing left in the tank. Because does it look like there's nothing left in his tank?
Mark, did you see that guy moonwalking after they won?
Moonwalking after the thing. He's got he's doing the wave at the parade on Thanksgiving.
Mark, he looked fine to me. I'm sorry. You can say a lot about Leland, that he was old and tired. I didn't get that from him.
And his son is in the organization playing for the Tigers. His daughter, who's a massive babe, she's grown. Kathy, I think, is the wife, or Katie. Katie's the wife. And you remember she was younger, but that was already 15 years ago. Well, he's got nothing else to do. It's not like there's like young children at home and he wanted to be there to see them grow up or something. The kids they're now, you know, that story's old. That story's 16 years old. Remember when he won with the Marlins, they said he's got a really young wife and then young kids. Well, that was a long time ago. Because someone said to me, he said, well, does he have young kids? I said, yeah, he did. Then they kind of got older.
Minor leagues, right? He's not. No,
they got older. Now they've grown up.
But I don't believe it, and I think that's the time.
He looked like a defeated guy at the press conference when he said goodbye, and not defeated in the sense that he was out of gas from the tank. It was that he knew something. He had a discussion.
Mark,
Dave said maybe it's time to walk away here. We'll take care of you, Jim. We'll give you a day. We'll give you money. Whatever it takes, and have a nice day.
When you don't win, Mark, the payroll. This is Detroit. Let's just. $150 million payroll. They didn't get it done.
So how come nobody has really sniffed out what the real conversation might have been?
Because if you can't get Dave or Jim on the record, you can't get
well,
that story.
Well, that's true. They don't have a lot of insiders either.
There's nobody, Mark. Who are you going to get that from?
I told you my favorite story about Dombrowski and Leland the day I walk in to Leland's office, and I had my head down. I'm looking at my recorder, Rob. I'm going doing this number. You know, it's like automatic. You know exactly where to go. And I just marched myself into Leland's office, and I'm walking right to the desk. I look up, and I realize no one else is in the room, and it's just Dave and Jim. And they look at me, and they, like startled to see me in there. And I think it was Dombrowski who says, I'm like, can I help you? And I went, everybody gone? And Leland kind of gave me that little smirky, yeah. I said, okay, see you later. Now, here's the reason I'm saying that. They did a lot of that together where it was closed door just Dombrowski and Leland. Nobody else. No Al Avila. No Al Kaline. No Willie Horton. Not a bunch of hangers-on. Because, Rob, you've seen that in clubhouses. Guys will sit with the manager. They'll sit with the GM. And they can never get away from people just to have a private convo. But Leland and Dombrowski would do this all the time. They've been doing it for years. They've been doing it for 20 years since they were in Florida together. So I could see how they could keep that kind of under the wrap.
And you know what? It's one thing, Mark.
If
Leland's not on board, he's going to go crying and kicking. Then the Tigers couldn't have done it. But because Leland got a job,
he's a scout or something,
right? He's getting paid. Hey, we'll give you a job until you get to retirement age and you can whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
And we'll throw out a little party for you on the 10th.
Exactly. We'll do a nice little thing so you don't go out where people feel like you got put out.
Will my number be retired?
Mark, you know, at that age, I don't think he was ready to be fired or have another one of those where we didn't win the World Series, so we got to make a change and Leland's out. I don't think he wanted that attached to his name. I think that's why he agreed to go the way he went. Go quietly. We'll make it nice. We'll give you a day. People will be nice to you. And they will have a fondness of you.
You remember, were you retirement number 10? Will you retire the number? What if I eat pork chops that day? Will you, and have my stinky sweat socks on the
and
desk?
And applesauce.
And my applesauce and pork chops. pork chops and applesauce.
So I just
can I have my number retired?
You think I'm wrong or right?
I think there's a measure of right. I don't know if it's 100%, but I think that you're pretty close. The way it looks now, and then obviously in the, you know, hindsight's 20/20, were you really dumping Jim Leland to get Brad Ausmus? I mean, were you dying for Brad Ausmus to be your manager? No. So that means they had to go look for a guy. No. That supports it more.
Right.
That supports it more.
Right. You didn't go pick up.
Because you didn't. Well, or Gene Lamont didn't slide into the seat. Lloyd McClendon didn't slide into the seat.
You didn't want anybody who had
there
his
you go.
Tie.
That's my point.
Otherwise, you could have just said, you know what? All we need to do, we're going to a fresher guy with a little younger. Let's give Lloyd McClendon. He's been a manager. These guys know him.
Who was campaigning for McClendon?
You were.
I was.
I told you you wasn't getting it. I told you that.
I just wanted him to have a job. I'm glad Seattle picked him up.
And Dave's doing I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to go pick the new smartest manager. They didn't want to have to pay a lot. Mark, remember, this is all in the cost cutting. Brad Ausmus is getting paid nicely, but he's not getting paid big dough. He's
5 times less than what you would have paid
exactly,
a big timer.
Exactly.
5 times,
it's
probably.
It's a big difference.
At least 4 to 5 times.
And that's exactly what happened. So
why? Because they got a hockey rink coming.
End of the first period, and the Wings are in this. 1-0.
1-0. It's playing out like game one. Playing out like game 0-1-0.
I don't know about
that.
All that.
All right. Coming up, got a little football biz I want to take care of here. Number one. Before I hit the Lions, I'm going to tell you what's happening at Northwestern tomorrow. It's a significant day in sports history tomorrow. And if you don't think so, you're not paying attention to the story. Significant, and it's not too hard a story. It's easy schmeasy, Mr. Pleasy. But there's something happening in Evanston on the campus right there on Sheridan Road that I think is a terrible mistake. And we'll tell you what it is next. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130. WDFM the Fan.
What did he say?
Him say. You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
So as I said earlier, I'm driving in the Commerce Roads, all those like 6 of them, and it's just that there's some definitely need there to patch some of that roadway up before it's all said and done, before we hit winter of next year, and there's no road left over there. No problem today with the car. I thought maybe there might be an issue when I hit one thing, but it was cool. But anytime you've got a problem, whether it be on the roads or anything else with the vehicle, the car, truck, or van, take it to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound. Sometimes, Mark, even the same day.
Mike and his great people at Expert, X-P-E-R-T, service everything on your vehicle, front to back, top to bottom, simple as a tire or a windshield wiper, or as major as replacing a transmission or the entire engine. And be sure to mention the P&M guys right here, the P over there, the M over here, and something good will happen to you.
That's right, Mark. You know what? Say Parker and the Man, and you'll receive not only a free oil change, with any work done, but also, Mark, I got a better deal for you. How about this?
Oh.
A free front wheel alignment if you need one.
Just for saying Parker and the Man, that's over $100 in savings. Expert Car Care has locations 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Make it happen. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
TV theme song Thursday. I didn't say it this time. I didn't say Sports Execution. I feel better about myself. I'm good to go in 2014 now.
Very nice.
Jamie Edmonds would normally be joining us on a Thursday, but she's at the game. She's at Joe Louis, covering it for Local 4. So she's doing her thing. I had no idea what that was. Can we identify? Gary?
House.
Well, that was House. You know, again, another show.
I never watched.
With that dude. That I never saw one episode. I saw like bits and pieces.
And you know what it seemed like to me?
House was on a long time.
Like some crazy doctor, like he was a nut job.
Well, that was his thing. He was kind of quirky, and you know, there's a female House coming called The Black Box. That's what it's called. It's on ABC. It's a female. It's like she's a psychiatrist. She's really quirky and strange. She writes on her arms.
Now, is the doctor black? That's what I want to know.
So white female.
Oh.
Is that what, if that's what you're asking?
Yes.
I forget her
you
name.
You said black box, so I was trying to figure out.
No, her name is, I think, Dr. Catherine Black or something.
All right, I'm just.
It's Kathy Riley, or I can't forget her name. She's been in a couple of things.
Where I come from, box means a couple different
things. All it says to me is that.
What color panties you got on?
All it says to me is that Grey's Anatomy is about to go away, but it's not. It's got two more years.
Does it?
Yeah, a couple more years. Although Christina is leaving the show. Dr. Yang is finally leaving Grey's Anatomy. Rob knows I'm a freak about Grey's, too. He rolls his eyes on all the shows I like, but he likes these old people shows.
No, I know.
And I'm supposed to just be on board.
I'm just.
He can't just be happy for me.
I'm happy for you because you love television. You are like the biggest TV fan.
I like new
fan.
TV. I like.
No, but you love
current.
Mark, you love television. It's okay.
I was in television. I don't have to be on. I don't have to watch TV. I was
on
TV. I'm
right. Well, we used to say that all the time.
Rob, don't you? Do you think there's a reason why I spent a quarter century on television? Whether it's local news or not or anything else?
No,
or
I understand,
ESPN.
Mark.
Because I had an affinity for the medium.
I do too, but I'm not watching Grey's Anatomy. That doesn't work for me.
I love Grey's. I love. I think the storylines are great, and that's why I like Idol. I like stuff that's current and going on now, even Grumpy Cat.
I'm so bad. I'm just not into it.
Well, you admitted you have not watched a first run TV show
since Seinfeld.
I mean, Courtney Cox was just on Dave or something.
Now, what you call it?
He asked flat out his friends coming back, and she said, "I can't even get them together for dinner."
Let alone a show.
Yeah, and she said that. I cannot get a cast dinner together.
No, I watch. You know what I've watched, Mark, with some of the stuff that I've seen, the Vikings. Like, that interests me. The series, The Vikings, what is that on?
History
Channel? History, yeah, I watched that.
I'm talking about commercial television.
No, nothing.
Network
nothing.
TV.
No, I don't watch. There's no show that when I was married, me and my wife would watch every Thursday, we watched Seinfeld. No, that was our sit down. Watch it. Like it was like we're going to the movies.
But I told you, I just DVR and watch at my convenience. I binge watch a little bit, then I don't watch for days. It's not unusual. It's what a lot of people do. A lot of people get Netflix. I don't have the Netflix stuff. I'd like to see Orange is the New Black, but I won't, because everybody says it's great, and I won't watch that because I don't want to get Netflix. But House is, and 24 is starting up, or at least they have that May show coming with Kiefer Sutherland. I've never seen 24. I've never seen an episode of that show. And people think I'm crazy for that. Rob, you and I are the only two people doing a radio show in America who did not watch Breaking Bad. Not one. You told me you didn't watch one episode of Breaking
Bad.
Not
one minute. I never watched one minute of it.
Was it on AMC? Well, I don't even know what it was on. Was it on AMC?
AMC, and I'm an AMC guy. I watch a lot of AMC, but that didn't.
Well, you know
that, and the other one, what is it? The Walking Dead? Never watched one of those.
I don't know about that. But, Gary, can you turn my thing on? Because I have something for Rob right now. There you go. Speaking of AMC,
what's this?
Oh, you stink. You can't hit a 3-inch shot. Mad Men. This is the final season, broken into two parts. 7 episodes in 14, 7 episodes in 15. Final season of Mad Men, and it's already up to
7 episodes is not a season.
That's what it is for these AMCs, though, for these off-network. They can't afford to do a 22-episode arc. But that's Mad Men, and I love it because my dad was in advertising.
In 1954, 55, with the Honeymooners, 39 episodes was a season, Mark.
I think
39.
I think I Love Lucy might have been 40. They did a four. That's what an episode.
That's the run,
for
40, and then you have 12 reruns for a calendar year.
That was
what it used to be.
That's right. You had 3 months off, 40 episodes or thereabouts, and you worked all the time.
Well, because it was a show. It was a job. They got paid.
Well, I say it all the time. Some of these shows, like even Dallas, just their season ended after 8 episodes. Now, it's coming back in August. But the new Dallas, and I said, hey, it's only 8 episodes. What the heck's going on around here? All right, so as we lead into the 9 o'clock hour, here's the situation.
All right, let me know.
And I want you to be a thinking man on this. So tomorrow morning, Northwestern will have the critical vote on whether they go union.
But okay? I heard it was too close to call. It's not like they're going to vote it down for sure.
No, I'm not commenting on that. It's fine. I mean,
no,
way,
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out.
That's not the problem I have. The problem is that whether it will pass or not, I agree with you. I think it is going to be too close to tell tonight, and we'll find out when they have the vote or whenever they release the results. Here's the problem that I have with it. Tomorrow, no media will be allowed on the Northwestern University Evanston, Illinois campus.
Un-American, and the president and the people who are in charge there should be fired.
That's a little extreme.
No, it's not, Mark. No, it's not.
I didn't know you were going to go that far. Should be fired for having no make it.
To stop?
It's a private institution.
No, 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 no. But this is a big, Mark, you're going to black out the media from covering a major. Mark, it's a major history.
Good. He's got, this is what I wanted. Like,
okay.
Go after him there, Slick.
Come on, man. We're both in this. We both do
media
this job.
Media will not be allowed on
campus.
That's
outrageous. And if I'm CBS or NBC News, I'm not going for that.
Would you try to sneak onto campus?
I would be on campus, Mark, and I'll have them arrest my reporters. I would have arrest my guy and take him off campus. Let your school
it
look stupid.
It does seem weird that they could put that kind of mandate. Northwestern's a fairly large campus. For a small school of 5,000 students.
It's outrageous.
It
the
runs
whole thing,
the gamut
Mark,
there.
Stop
if
it.
You've never been to Northwestern, it runs along Lake Michigan. It's beautiful. Sheridan Road on the one side, the lake on the other
you
side.
You think Michael Wilbon and Jamie Samuelson and all the people went that didn't Jamie go there?
Jamie went to Northwestern, sure.
All these guys, you think they feel proud of their school? They have one of the best journalism schools in the country, Mark.
The Medill School of Journalism.
And they're saying no media? And then you're going to go out and ask people to pay to go to your journalism school? Shame on you.
It's
disgraceful.
9 o'clock hour, we'll talk about that. And get to the Lions as they wrapped up their voluntary minicamp today. And someone was missing today and has missed the entire 3 days. And only Dominican Sue gets the hell for it. This guy doesn't get anything. His name barely comes up. Maybe a mention in a paper, maybe a mention on the internet. We haven't mentioned his name at all. And he has not shown up for one day of this minicamp. And I don't hear Jim Caldwell screaming bloody murder there.
Leave Jason Hansen alone.
No, Jason. Captain Wayne Fonts. Captain Wado did not show up. Betty Blades. Barry Sanders did not show up for this voluntary minicamp. No Harry Colon. And we all want to have a little bit of Harry Colon, don't we?
Oh, God.
That's a player. Look it up. Harry Colon, number 21. 248-848-1130. Sports Wrap next. Sports Night with Parker the Man. And don't forget, we web stream. You can watch this fine program at ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. It's Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.